Monday to you. I'm Matt.
And I'm Brian.
And today we're here to celebrate all the things that are happening in Billings, Montana as it pertains to the Arid House Theater.
That's where we work.
The Babcock Theater.
Yep.
Film, art, and culture are usually the other words that I say. Having a little bit of the case of the Mondays today, apparently. I'm sorry. Yep. I have my coffee right in front of me, so hopefully by the end of this...
Oh, we're going to have so much energy right around the time we stop.
the ending is going to be so energetic. Brian, how are you?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
You watching the NBA playoffs at all?
No.
Stanley Cup playoffs at all?
That Stanley Cup? The one in front of you?
No, NHL.
Oh, okay.
You watching those
no,
at all?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Any baseball happening at all for you?
Nope. Yep. Zero sports
WWE,
happening in
UFC,
my life.
Just nothing.
No.
So I guess we should probably talk about movies then.
Yeah, I know a little bit more about that.
Okay, so I don't know why we went that route. Again, I haven't had my coffee yet. Brian, what are three things that are happening at Art House or the Babcock that people need to know
about? So this weekend we've got a couple things continuing with Musical May at the Babcock Theater. We have a fan favorite. We have The Sound of Music for Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. So if you have yet to see that on the big screen, that is an essential watch on the big screen.
I've
so
never seen it on the big screen.
I've never seen it at all. So,
dang it, Brian.
Yeah, I know. That's one of those cultural blind spots for me. So
that's okay.
Yeah.
All my singing around the office will make sense to you.
Finally.
Yeah.
And then also for Musical May on Mother's Day, we... bringing back the ABBA musical, Mamma Mia. It's a great one to see on the big screen. Take mom out to brunch, bring her to the Babcock, and have some fun singing to the tunes of ABBA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, I have two smaller films, so I'm going to call this one, even though it's two films. I've got two smaller films opening at Art House this week. First one is Last Stop in Yuma County. It is a Tarantino-esque sort of thriller about a holdup in a coffee shop. It is really well done. I was able to see this one ahead of time, and it is really, it's a really good sort of simple setup film that really ramps up the tension. So be sure to check that one out. And then also I have the cyberpunk thrill ride that is Mars Express. It is an animated film out of France. However, just so everyone knows, this is in English too. There's not going to be subtitles on this one. So two new films to check out. Art House.
Awesome. And kind of smaller stuff that probably wouldn't come to Billings if we didn't
exist.
So the kind of reason to come out and check the things out. So
cool.
Awesome. So today we're here to have a conversation about a film that you and I got to check out on Friday. Mm-hmm. We Grown Now.
Yeah.
So full disclosure, for me, this will not be a spoiler warning because I watched the first half, a little over half.
You probably watched the first hour of an hour and a half movie.
So, and the reason is it's PG rated.
Mm-hmm.
I showed my kids the trailer. I was like, hey, what do you guys think? It's definitely not a kids film.
Right.
But obviously, from a rating standpoint, it felt like they said, you know, parents, use your guidance is what that PG means. So at the end of the day, my wife and I were like, you know, let's try it. So we watched it. My daughter, 5 years old, she was into it.
Yeah.
And I still don't know why or what. She was into it. And she was devastated because my son, 9 years old, about an hour into it, he's like, Dad, when can we do something else? Not that it was horrible. I mean, he was watching a movie. His life wasn't bad. But... just to give you some, so that for me is I was into it. I was enjoying it. Not as much as my daughter, but great film. Brian, tell people what it is, and we can have a little discussion about it.
Yeah, so this is a story set in 1992 Chicago in this sort of... I guess you'd call it like the projects development area. There's a name of it. It's a name that I should remember, but I don't because other people, when I mention it, they're like, oh, it's about that neighborhood, right? And I'm like, yeah, but it's gone now. So,
this is a very well-educated review.
Exactly. But it's sort of this low-income area of Chicago that was predominantly black people living in, and it's told through the eyes of these two young friends growing up in that area and just the way that they see the world through living in poverty, but also living in an area that is, you know, also got some wealth disparity in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this film, I think, I mean, we've had a lot of these kinds of films over at Art House over the years. But for me, was just a like picture-perfect example of the kind of film that invites you into a world that is real, that is not yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there's so many elements of what you just talked about that obviously are not me in Billings, Montana, you know, all these kinds of things, and, or my experience growing up, or, you know, neighborhood and all those kinds of things. And so, like, for me, I truly enjoyed that aspect of it. And I think, again, I didn't see the ending of it, but knowing a little bit about where the film goes, because I did, you know, for the sake of my kids, read up on like, okay, where does this go? Because when you watch the trailer and when you think about the topics that the story is touching on, it's heavy, but it could get overly intense really, really quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that these things happening in the real world are not overly intense, because they are. But the way the film chooses to show these things, it could get, like, aggressive, which we've had those kinds of films before, where you feel like, I came to watch a movie and I felt, you know, assaulted on some level, like, just with these heavy, huge topics that I didn't know I was going to engage on this level. And this film never goes there. This film is always inviting you to engage it, but it's not hitting you over the head with it. Like, I guess that would be my interpretation of it, which for me... Like, I really appreciated that standpoint of, like, this is happening. These things are happening. It's a reminder of them. It's pointing at them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something that is causing you to have any sort of trauma because of it. You could.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to dance around. Like, it doesn't hit you over the head.
Yeah, absolutely. We've definitely had heavier films than this that tackle similar issues. And this, this is really kind of... shown through that innocence of a child's view that, you know, doesn't quite understand the severity of it. They understand that it's not normal, but they don't understand exactly, like, how they got here and that. And it really is... I know you missed the part where there's a scene where, you know, they ask, like, Grandma, why did you come here?
Yep.
And the monologue she gives about, you know, growing up in the South and knowing that we needed to leave there. And when we first got to Chicago, everyone was welcoming and, you know, this felt like home. And then over time, that just went away sort of thing. And that's, you know, kind of this idea of, especially also the idea of when you're in poverty, that gets passed down through generations too, that, you know, the mother trying to better her life, but really being unable to, because she's, I don't have a car. I don't have these other things that are kind of taken for granted of other people in her field, that, you know, it really just hits hard. And I absolutely adored this film and really hope more people would see it, because it did not play super well this weekend.
Sure.
It was a very nice weekend, so I'm hoping that, you know,
the weather was
with the rain today, maybe more people will come out, but because it is well worth seeking out.
Yeah.
And thinking on, because it's, again, it's not super heavy. This isn't you know, Black Klansman. This isn't other films that we play, Judas and the Black Messiah. Like,
sure.
it's much more akin to another film that
you're doing great. You're doing just as great as I did. Yeah, I think for me, the other than the heaviness piece, and you've mentioned it a couple times, it's the component of the child's, everything is from the child's perspective.
Yeah,
and it's. I think really refreshing and really smart to see it from that level, because, and I think this is what I was trying to say as far as your ability to engage it on that level. Like, you can engage it from the kids because there's conversations happening about heavy things with the grownups, and the kids are just there, you know? And so you could, like, just focus on the kid and what he's doing, but you can also understand, oh, there's this conversation happening, and then go down that path that that grown-ups are having. I think so. That component was really, really cool, and just the component of what it's like to be a kid in this kind of space. I remember the Florida Project from a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Similar kind of film on some levels, but this was just. It was just so beautifully done, and I remember walking out of it, and my family and I, we had a great conversation. Like, my son, just these moments of, again, how I led into this, like, you're exposing yourself to stories and cultures and lives outside of your own.
Yeah.
And Anders, my son, was like, Dad, why was it so noisy in their apartment all the time? And I was like, I don't even know what he's talking about. So I went back in and kind of like, what is he talking? Oh, they're in a apartment complex mm-hmm. with thin walls, and you hear everything that's happening all around all the time. Something that I'm totally just numb to, you know, it's like, this is what it means, you know, big city or whatever. But for him, this was an exposure. So we're having this conversation about like, some people, you know, like this. I know other people that live in apartments and it's not crazy loud. Well, there's, you know, construction quality and how, you know, there's so many other factors happening.
It's a big city in general that has more noise than.
So there's just stuff like that. I'm like, oh, you haven't like been exposed to these kinds of things. And obviously there's the scene at the school when the, you know, what's happening and, you know, not to get into spoilers, but like there's these heavy things happening and my kids feeling like they can engage it, feel like we can engage it on a conversational level, but I didn't just like show them the worst things happening on planet Earth. They're just, they are happening, but we can engage it and have conversations about these things. So I really appreciated the film. I did promise my daughter we're going to finish it. So we're going to come back and watch it because she really, really wants to see the end of it.
So. And I will have it another week. So give it a shot.
I love it. Brian, thanks for doing what you're doing. Thanks for naming all of the heavy films that we've ever played at our house.
Yep.
And you just kept rattling them off.
Project was one that is a good example of it, even though I would say that Florida Project was way heavier than this.
Yeah. but and that's why I think I'm surprised by this film, because Florida Project is from a child's perspective on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, like, I remember, and I haven't finished this one, but you didn't leave this film feeling like a, you know, kind of thing. But I remember feeling that and experiencing that with a lot of art house patrons when we did play Florida Project, of like, that was really beautiful, but so sad. You know, like those were the two things that came out of that. And this didn't feel like that as much. So I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, as always, you can head to arthousebillings.com to check out showtimes for this and all the other things that we got going on. Other than that, last pitch is it's membership May. So
if
you are not a member or you haven't renewed for your membership, make sure to do that this month. You don't have to. You can do it any month of the year, but we have just selected the month of May as membership May. And it's an opportunity for you to not just be reminded to renew or to become a member. But if you do that in the month of May, you get two free drink cards that you can use at Art House or Babcock. Yep. So kind of,
or if you get a couples membership, you get four.
Four. So there you go.
I mean, you and your
you get
couple,
four total between the couple.
But I mean, if one of you doesn't drink,
then you get four.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing right there. So anyways, that's happening. And just a huge shout out to all of our members. Like it's, I don't think people understand how vital our membership is.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that are members and people that listen to this podcast that you are a member. You don't come to every movie ever made. You just want to support and see Art House continue to be a thing. And we are able to plan for the future and do so many things because we know that we have members behind us.
Yep.
Not just, you know, there's a lot of good people in Billings that are like, way to go, Art House. We're excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Awesome. But we understand there is a commitment to saying, I'm not just, you know, liking a post on Facebook. I want to become a member, even at the basic level. I want to become a member and see this place continue to succeed. So it's a huge thing for us, but then also hopefully we can get some perks in return. So Membership Bay, head to our website. You can sign up or renew there, and we'd love to get you those free drink cards. Brian apparently is going to find a girlfriend this month so that you can get four.
I need to find a non-drinking.
So if you are a non-drinker and looking for just a short-term relationship, anyways.
A year max.
A year, exactly. All right, well, thank you so much. Everybody have a great week. We hope to see you real soon at the movies. Bye.